visiting with Christian Thralls from Calera. He's one of our star farmers, area stars. So, Christian, let's talk a little bit about what is your project.
Well, my project is a SAE that pretty much has grain production entrepreneurship. We planted wheat, you know, throughout the years that I've done, that I've been a part of it, and I've also been a part of sheep production placement.
What are some of the biggest things you learned throughout this whole process?
So some of the biggest things I learned, especially on the farm life, is, you know, how to disc, how to plant, especially how to run a combine, and, you know, just in simple, basic farm life stuff is all it pretty much is. And also with the sheep, I've learned, you know, how to take care of the lambs and how to feed them out, you know, how to pretty much...
I'm guessing you had to learn how to deal with weather.
Yes, a lot, especially in the farm life, especially.
But with that cold snap that we had in February, I don't think sometimes people don't realize how much weather really affects everything that we in agriculture do.
Yeah, you know, that cold weather it hurt a lot of farmers this year. But you know, luckily there's some farmers that one of them is us. We got a little hurt from it, but to be honest, I think we're going to persevere, and I think the wheat's going to come in pretty nice this year.
Well, the nice thing about projects like the one that you're doing is this a project that can help your family for the rest of your life.
Oh, yeah, of course. This farm has been in my family for the past three generations. I mean, ever since the 1930s, this has been our family farm, you know.
Well, let's talk a little bit about your career in FFA. So what have been some of your biggest moments that you loved or some of your takeaways that you've loved over the last 4 years?
So like I said, you know, I have been in the sheep business for a little while now. You know, I just did placement. But one of my biggest memories in FFA by far was going to OIE, and I was only a sophomore, and I showed in the sophomore division in showmanship. And I got sixth overall in it, and I never would have imagined getting that far. And even the judge said, "You look like deer in headlights right now." But it was one of the best moments of my FFA career.
What would you say that FFA has taught you going through your career?
FFA has taught me at all these years, you know, what hard work is, especially what leadership is. FFA is an organization all about leadership. My family, you know, my brother, he was FFA president in our chapter, and I wanted to follow in his footsteps and try to be a leader just like he was, you know. And my family, we've grown out of FFA, and we've come out of FFA. And, you know, we have a great passion for FFA is what we have.
So what do you see yourself doing now that you're about to graduate and move on?
So what I plan on doing is going to Southeastern and get my basics done for a year or two, and then moving on up here to the Stillwater. You know, go Pokes, OSU, and then I was thinking after that, get an ag degree or ag education degree, and then I also want to farm at the same time as at my family farm.
So you do plan on moving back and helping out still?
Yes, ma'am, I do. That's my major plan is to, live and die on that family farm is my plan.
Well, and right now it's kind of hard to talk the kids into moving back into family farms these days because farming's hard, as we mentioned, with the weather and the money and the prices and everything. So it's pretty awesome that you're still wanting to go back and help.
Oh, yeah. You know, there's that joke that says, you know, how does a farmer become a millionaire? And you start out as a billionaire is what happens. You know, if you're a farmer, you're not in it for the money. You're in it for, you know, the traditions and the family, and you're in it to, you know, keep the simple family farm alive is what you're in it for doing it. And that's my plan.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate it.
Casey Shepherd visiting with Christian Thralls of Calera FFA for the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.